to my eye, he has clearly been the best quarterback in the NFL this season. And watching him, it was like just watching a guy in total control of his craft and the game. The thing that's so amazing is I think he had only two more incompletions than touchdowns in the first half. He wasn't even pushing the ball downfield. And that's what's so beautiful about this team. The offense is like a finely tuned machine. And Josh, he's not forcing it. He is just making the right decisions. Every ball is accurate. They just look like an absolute wagon right now. I was so impressed by him.
Mina Kimes of ESPN. I mean, Joe Brady is going to get a lot of credit, as he should, for how this offense has looked through 3 weeks. Winning games in different ways, utilizing different weapons. Football Friday here on WGR. Bills and Ravens on Sunday Night Football. I think I am going to go chili. Chili or stew?
Chili. Chili. All day. Chili.
Yeah, haven't we established that you've never had a good stew?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Okay.
That's probably right.
I make an award-winning chili. I've never been in a stew competition, but I feel like I don't think
that's a thing.
A stew competition?
There should be stew competitions.
You know why there isn't stew competitions and there are chili competitions? Because chili's way better. That's why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why are there hot dog this eating is all contests? Just because people like hot dogs. Why are there chicken wing contests? People like chicken wings.
This is all just because you have never had a good stew.
Hold on. This doesn't even hold up to any sort of scrutiny.
Sure it does.
There's hot dog eating competitions because people like hot dogs?
There's no liver eating competition. Why? Because people don't eat liver and onions
people
anymore.
Like steak. Are there steak eating competitions?
There kind of is at restaurants when they're
there's
like.
There's also mayonnaise eating competitions.
Oh, that's different.
And there's butter eating like competitions.
What you're talking about is like a restaurant challenge where I have to eat like five pizzas.
That's kind of like a competition.
And I get a free t-shirt.
Like they say, hey, here's all the people that did it. Can you do it? And you're like competing with those past people.
Uh huh.
I like those. I like when I go to a restaurant and there's a challenge involved.
They're usually pretty.
Have you ever done one though?
No, I had a friend that tried. There was a restaurant in town that had like a giant sandwich that might be a pound of deli meat, and if you eat the whole sandwich and fries, I have a good friend Paul who is one to take on these challenges. I have never taken on a food challenge, but I like if I'm at a restaurant and they've got one, I like to pretend I'm going to do it, and then just order like a turkey club.
ask the waiter or waitress about like all about the competition and be like, oh, okay, cool.
What would
this.
The prize have to be for you to do it? If you got a year's worth of food from this place.
It depends what the actual challenge is.
All right, this deli meat one.
A pound of deli meat on a sandwich? It might have been 2 pounds.
All right, 2 pounds. 2 pounds, but if you do it, you get a year of free sandwiches.
Nah, probably not.
No? What about a lifetime supply?
No, you got to offer me like... around at Augusta or something.
Oh, my. Okay.
That's the go-to.
Okay, there you go.
Would you do it?
A 100 pimento cheese sandwiches to play one round at Augusta. Could you do it?
I've never had a pimento cheese sandwich, so I've got to find out how good they are.
Okay, wait. This is perfect because Jeremy hates eggs. You got to eat 10 egg salad sandwiches to play a round at Augusta.
Wouldn't even consider it.
What?
Wouldn't even consider it.
Wouldn't even consider it?
Nope. Okay, by the way.
What about one egg salad sandwich to play around at Augusta?
I don't think I could get through it. I don't think I could do it.
Come on.
By the way, the challenge at this local place, I found it online. It's 6 pounds. It's not 1 pound.
Yikes.
A pound of ham, pound turkey, pound roast beef, 1 pound of vegetables, pound of bread, a pound of fries on the side.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Is this one of those, though, where you like can have like two teammates?
No. This has been attempted 100 times and 2 people have succeeded.
Wow. Food challenges. Yeah, not my thing.
You need to eat 6 pounds of food in 45 minutes. If you win...
Oh,
you,
there's a timer, too.
If you win,
well,
you get a t-shirt, and you're not charged for your challenge, and your name goes on the wall.
Okay. Oh, that's part of it, too. You don't get charged if you get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Connor on a cell phone. Hey, Connor, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I was just wondering, what are your thoughts on the outlook of the Ravens season if they drop this game today or on Sunday? They fall to 1-3, but do you think in Baltimore and nationally it'll be more of like a schedule thing where they chalk it up as a couple of bad breaks and a tough schedule, or do you think it's going to be kind of like the season's kind of spiraling?
It's a good question. I mean, they've got – they are also, as we talked with Brian Wacker of Baltimore Sun, they are also a team that was like team in transition.
Yes.
They had a great shot last year, and they went through some roster attrition that was just going to happen. They lost pieces. They lost their defensive coordinator. You know, if there's a step back year for them, I think it could be explained away relatively quickly. They also don't often have those years when Lamar's healthy. Like, if you look at Lamar Jackson's record, QB wins, I know, say what you will about QB wins. They when they go 8-9, it's because he misses seven games. Here's his record by year: 6-1, 13-2, 11-4, 7-5, 8-4, 13-3. He does not finish under 500. Period. Right now he's 1-2.
He's got 1 year there where he was kind of close, 7-5.
7-5. 1 year.
And otherwise he's way above it.
Yep. So if they lose to the Bills, which they very well could, then their season is on the line the following week because they play Cincinnati. And if you want to stay in the mix, you're going to have to probably beat the Bengals. Then they play the Commanders, the Bucks, Browns, Broncos. They have a little bit of a softer spot in their schedule. What they do in their division is ultimately what will decide what happens with them.
And I'm not impressed by their division. Like, their division looks gettable right now. If Pittsburgh is the only team that's going to be up there at the top of the pack, and Pittsburgh's not going 13-4.
No, but Pittsburgh-Baltimore games are always...
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen? You know, it's pretty intense. It's a good question.
But can they keep pace with Pittsburgh? Because Cincinnati, who are you more worried about for the season right now? The Ravens or the Bengals?
Like, for the Bills as competitors?
No, just like, would you be more worried if you're a fan of, if you're a Ravens fan or you're a Bengals fan right now? Who's more worried?
And the Bengals lost to New England, right?
Ravens lost to the Raiders.
I think
bad.
The Raiders are fine. The Raiders' defense is legitimately good, and Gardner Minshew is not... I mean, he's respectable over Jacoby Brissett. A loss to the Patriots at home is much worse than a loss to the Raiders. Also, you had the lead on the Raiders. Whereas the Bengals, I mean, what? They just didn't score against New England?
Well, the thing about the Bengals right now, too, is that their defense might really be a problem.
Yeah.
Like, they are maybe finally seeing a little bit of the fruits of, hey, everyone calls them cheap all the time. And they let some players on defense walk out the door, and they haven't done a great job replacing them. So when you're sustaining your team around your franchise quarterback, who's going to be good at that? Right now the Bengals don't look like they're off to a great start. They have also not really had T. Higgins play yet. I mean, he played last game, but he was coming back from an injury. But I would be more worried if I'm a Bengals fan. Like, to Connor's question, if the Ravens lose this week, I still think they're going to be... I still would pick them to win the division. If they lost to the Bills this week.
If you were looking at the Bengals before the year and you were to say they're going to lose to the Commanders and the Patriots.
Oh, man.
You'd be like, whoa, okay, it's...
You would have thought Burrow's wrist like snapped again or something.
Yeah. One of those teams will probably be a wild card and maybe be a little bit of a scrappy and dangerous wild card.
By the way, speaking of the Raiders real quick, you think they're a decent team?
I do.
Did you hear Antonio Pierce's comment after their game on Sunday?
2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks ago he said guys made business decisions?
That was this past Sunday.
Okay.
He said guys made business decisions, we'll continue to make business decisions ourselves. Then, yesterday, Devontae Adams pops up in the injury report with a hamstring injury. Should we talk about Devontae Adams? Is he not talking about Devontae Adams?
I don't.
That was the dots I saw a few people connecting. There were a couple plays that were being pointed out, like that Antonio Pierce, like, he's talking about Devontae Adams, who was rumored to be a little unhappy coming into the year, which would make sense. He went there to play with Derek Carr. Derek Carr got traded away. Then Garoppolo stunk. Now he's got Minshew. Minshew's done okay.
Yeah.
But how much does Adams want to be there? And is this coach going to be like, if you're not 100% in, even if you're only 80% in, we don't need you? Like, Pierce kind of is coming off like he would be the type of coach that would be like, yeah, go up to the GM and be like, this guy's not all the way bought in. I want
him
out.
And then they'll trade him to the Jets.
You think they'll trade him to the Jets?
The Jets are the favorite to have Devontae Adams.
Okay.
I've seen odds on if he gets traded. The Bills are not far off the top, but Devontae Adams, the favorite, is the Jets.
I didn't even know there were odds on
that. And there's a comment, you know, Rodgers already made this comment. This is how, you know, the Bills right now are operating in a space where they have not faced a defense that's been tough for them to beat. So they spread the ball around and they're fine. This week, Denver plays in New York, and Patrick Surtain said, like, we're going to focus on taking out Garrett Wilson. And Rodgers last week at the podium said it would Mel Kiper's nightmare. They tried to take away Garrett Wilson. Yeah. If the Jets find that teams can take away Garrett Wilson and that Mike Williams isn't doing it enough in the passing game, it's like Tyler Conklin and Alan Lazard.
Yeah.
If they were to roll out Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams,
yeah,
and Rodgers is 70% of his peak form, it's a pretty tough team to stop. With home run threats, Breece Hall, and Braylon Allen, who looks great too.
Yep.
So if the Jets get far enough along where they think we could win it, then they will probably, I would advise them, it would be a good idea, overpay for something you think that would make a difference. You know, one of those flags fly forever. People have mocked the Jets for a full year plus for going so far in on Rodgers. And if it looks like they are within striking distance to make a real push, then yeah, they should trade for Adams. I mean, has Mike Williams been a part of their offense at all?
I saw him catch one jump ball, I think, in the second game, and that was in the New England game, maybe, and that was about it.
He has four catches for 53 yards.
Okay. No, Lazard's been the guy.
Yeah.
Lazard actually, do you have all the Jets numbers or just Williams in front of you? Because I think Lazard has actually been pretty decent for them.
Lazard has 11 catches, 148, and 3 touchdowns.
Okay, so he's been their number two.
Yeah. 803-0550. We're going to break in, get to Extendo Sports, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.